Mr. Speaker, it was with profound sadness that I learned yesterday of the passing of Senator Robert C. Byrd. This country knew Senator Byrd as one of the lions of the Senate, a ferocious advocate for his state and a principled spokesman for his beliefs. Whether it was his opposition to the war in Iraq or his commitment to improve safety and working conditions in the coal fields of West Virginia. This Congress, both sides of the Capitol, knew Robert C. Byrd as the chief defender of its constitutional prerogatives, an unequaled master of its parliamentary rules, an expert on its history, and one of the ablest legislative tacticians either chamber has ever seen. West Virginia knew Senator Robert C. Byrd as her own. It's difficult to adequately describe the bond, the profound connection between the man and the state. People from outside the state might assume that this connection was built on the senator's legendary success in delivering federal funds to West Virginia, and that would be wrong. West Virginians understand how important that success was, of course. We know that those material contributions are literally incalculable in dollars invested, roads paved, buildings constructed, and jobs created. But the bond between Senator Byrd and West Virginia went far beyond that. It is almost as though his personal story not only inspired West Virginians, as it would most Americans, but that it captured so much of our state's culture and our state's values. That personal history is known throughout the state. Senator Byrd was the adopted son of a miner who graduated as class valedictorian. He was the manual worker who earned a law degree while serving in the United States Senate. He was the husband who relied for almost 70 years on his beloved wife, Irma. Those qualities of discipline, of integrity, and commitment, forged in the mountains of West Virginia and exercised in the halls of Washington, speak more strongly to West Virginians than any material measure of his immense contributions to the state. I cannot imagine Robert C. Byrd representing any state other than West Virginia, and it is difficult to imagine West Virginia without Senator Byrd. I knew Senator Byrd as a mentor. I was first elected to Congress in 1983, and after 28 years, I like to think of myself as a reasonably seasoned veteran of this body. But then I remind myself, before I took my first oath of office, Senator Byrd had already served more years than I have today. 28 years ago, he was already a master of the legislative branch, and from my very first days in this House, Senator Byrd never withheld his support or his counsel. I can remember many times Senator Byrd calling Congressman Rahal and myself over to his office just to consult, to ask what was going on in West Virginia, or to take counsel himself on what was going on in the House of Representatives, or just to find out what was going on in our personal lives, how our parents were, how our fathers were, how our mothers were. Those were touching moments. Senator Byrd, many people have asked me, well, what is Senator Byrd really like? You know, he is such a disciplined person in public. People want to know, well, what is he like in private? And you know, I think there are several insights that we've had glimpses of in previous speakers here this afternoon into what he was like as a man beyond a legislator. I can remember his being very touching and very concerned about his dog, Billy, and bringing him to the Congress, or if he were home, worrying about how he was getting along. Very concerned and obviously loving toward a pet. But most poignant was Senator Byrd's relationship with his wife, Irma. It was was long. She was his childhood sweetheart. Senator Byrd used to tell the story about courting Irma with another young man's candy. The young man would come to school, and Cinder Bird, and they'd catch up, and the young man would give Cinder Bird a piece of candy, and Cinder Bird wouldn't eat that candy. He would save it and give it to his future wife, his sweetheart, Irma. That relationship lasted and grew and was warm and inspiring throughout his life. And her passing a number of years ago was a very sad time in the life of Senator Byrd. Obviously, it was also a very sad time in the state of West Virginia. They were a couple to be beloved by West Virginia. I remember another touching moment when my father passed almost 10 years ago. Senator Byrd attended the funeral and continued on after the service for about an hour's drive to where Dad was interred. And Senator Byrd, after the service, he pulled me aside and told me what a lovely cemetery this was for Dad's resting place. Finally, I knew Senator Byrd as a friend. I cannot remember a time when he was not in my life. And I will miss my friend, my wife, Barbara. And I offer our deepest condolences and our best wishes to Senator Byrd's family, to his staff, and to that close, wonderful circle of people who knew him and loved him. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.